This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the line is the host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Kostos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. And be sure to listen to the You Better You Bet podcast for more analysis. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you find your podcasts.
All right, Nick. How are you, my friend?
What's going on, guys? I'm good. My team's up 2-0 in the ALCS.
I was about to say, please treat us with kid gloves when it comes to gloating.
What are we? Agitated?
I believe as the kids would put it, in our feels.
That's all I understand. I don't even think the Yankees played, and I am a Yankee fan. I want to remove the fan bias, and here we just go. Have an objective.
Are you gonna say what we're hearing most Yankee fans? We haven't even played our best baseball yet.
Well, you guys watch the games. Do you think they have?
I don't. Do you think the Guardians have played their best baseball
yet? Oh, I think honestly, game two looked like a Little League World Series game with the base running. It was terrible. My big takeaway from that, and I said this with you guys last week, that I don't think the Yankees will win the World Series when and if they get there. I don't know, if those teams are going to run the bases like that, and that's what it's going to be, I don't know. I'd be feeling good if I were a Dodgers fan right now, up 2-1 in the NLCS against the Mets.
Oh, Nick, man, you had me at when and if. That made me feel, you touched my heart there to make me think the Guardians have a shot. Who do you like tonight?
I like the Yankees tonight. I wouldn't say I love the Yankees tonight. I don't know. I think sometimes when we talk about bets for series, right, you can feel really confident about the outcome of a series. So I can go into the series, Yankees-Guardians, and say, I think the Yankees are going to, I feel really strongly, I bet on it, that the Yankees are going to win this series against the Guardians. Now, the way the games play out, that could go any one of a number of different right ways, right? Do the Yankees win tonight, lose game four, win game five? Do they win tonight, lose game four, win game five? Do they sweep? Does it go back to six? Do we go back to New York? I'm not sure about that. I do think the Yankees will win the series. I feel very strongly about that. And I will bet the Yankees in the game tonight. Just feels like the Yankees have so much momentum now, and the Yankees got this far in the postseason, and people can point to the lackluster competition with the Royals in round one, the way the first two games have played out. Not that the Guardians are a bad team, they are a good team, but obviously you guys even said it, right? They haven't played their best, right? The Yankees have managed to get this far with their best player, with the soon-to-be American League MVP Aaron Judge basically doing nothing, and it looked like he got off the schneid in a big way at the end of game two with the home run. And we had Jim Bowden on our show yesterday on You Better You Bet, former Major League Baseball general manager, who works for a ton of different outlets doing MLB media. And Jim said that he thought when Stephen Vogt and the Guardians intentionally walked Juan Soto early in the game, in game two, to get to Aaron Judge, he pointed to, and he's been in clubhouses, right? He's been in dugouts, etc. Pointed to the reaction in the Yankee dugout and Aaron Judge's, his personal reaction when that happened, as if to say, they woke the sleeping dragon, and that Judge looked locked in later in the game when he hit that home run. Now, that's largely anecdotal, right? There's no statistic we can point to that says, his bat speed was this versus this, so now we can actually say he's more locked in. So it's anecdotal, but I think it does kind of pass the sniff test and the smell test there. I think you get a big Aaron Judge game tonight. I do like the Yankees to win tonight, and I do think they're going to win the series.
So when you're looking at this, are you looking at series bets or are you looking more player props?
I think series bets at this point, the only way you would bet the series is if you wanted to bet the Guardians. The Yankees are, unless you have the tolerance for extreme risk, the Yankees are minus 800, meaning you have to lay $800 to win 100 on the Yankees to win the series. So I think the only way, if you want to bet the series price now, you have to be a really optimistic Guardians fan and take plus 550 with Cleveland, which would be bet 100, just using 100 as a round number, to win $550. So I think this series now becomes more of of a game-by-game betting series for me. I have my Yankees bet already to win the series before it started, so I'm good on that. Now it's just game-by-game. I'll bet the Yankees tonight. I don't think they're a lock. I think you could certainly make the case for the Guardians. I do actually think the Guardians are kind of being a little overlooked right now. Doesn't mean that they'll win, but they were awesome in the regular season, and they have played bad baseball the first two games of this series. You would think coming home that you'll get a better Guardians effort, and maybe that does translate to a win tonight in Game 3.
Nick, I think this is one of the things, like when Ohio got legalized gambling, I think this is one of those core questions, and I find it really interesting to ask you this because I think you're in that spot right now. Betting with your heart versus betting with your mind. And so, like, for you, how do you – I know you do this for a profession. So, but, I mean, people who are trying to jump in on this, thinking about betting with their heart versus betting with their mind, just kind of touch on that.
Yeah, I would say, you know, if you out there listening, if you bet for entertainment, like you have a full-time job, and you bet for fun, or maybe like you bet for like a little extra spending cash on the weekends, whatever, that's all great, whatever your MO is, I would suggest just bet within your means. So, you know, let's say you like the Guardians tonight, and you want to bet them, and it's more of like you're betting them because, like, you want them to win. Maybe you don't think they're going to, but you want them to win. Or, like, the Browns are a better example, right, on Sunday, mm-hmm. where you want to bet the Browns to beat the Cincinnati Bengals, and maybe you hope Deshaun Watson gets it turned around, whatever. Just, you know, bet an amount of money where if you lose your bet, you're not going to be doubly pissed that your team lost and you lost your bet. Just like, obviously, just control the amount that you bet. And if you do that, you know, and you're at peace with losing X amount of money, then I think any way you choose to bet, I think can be productive because you're betting for entertainment. And if you lose, like, you'll still be able to pay that month's rent, for example.
Nick Costas, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Man, he came on our airwaves last week and said, hey, the Browns probably are going to cover this one. Turned out they did turn around and cover. Looking at this week's game, Nick, against the Bengals, what are you thinking?
Yeah, so we've had like a lot of line movement on this game throughout the week. So I'm looking at it right now, and we're almost on the way to going back to Cincinnati -6. So this was Cincinnati -4.5 on Monday. And then the line starts to trickle up towards Cincinnati. Then people just organically like the Bengals a little bit. Mm-hmm. Think Cincy's about to like rip off some wins here after the rough starts of the season. And obviously I think bettors are kind of anti the Cleveland Browns in general, right? I liked them last week and they did cover. Also, like, we did get a blocked field goal return for a touchdown, obviously, which helped matter. So, like, the Bengals start getting bet, and then the Amari Cooper trade happens, and Cincy just gets blasted in the market. And we almost reach 7, so Bengals go up to a 6.5-point favorite, and it's at that point, then, that bettors see value on the Cleveland Browns. And in case anyone in the audience is wondering, like, why is that the case, just, like, the simple answer is, think about the math of the NFL, like, 3, 6, 7, like, these are all important numbers with the way the math of the NFL works, so bettors say, okay, like, 6.5 and 6 are valuable numbers with the Cleveland Browns as a home underdog. So now we're sitting with Cincinnati as a 5.5-point road favorite. And to me, this number is just correct. At 6 or more, I would be interested in the Browns. If you made me pick a side of the game right now, I'd probably still take Cleveland. We have seen the Browns in the Stefanski era have a lot of success against the Zach Taylor-led Cincinnati Bengals. Myles Garrett, you know, generally wrecks the Cincinnati offensive line. We've seen it happen a million times. And I think we see guys in betting markets just as an overall concept, I think something that's like really important for people to think about, actually, where the first game without someone, without a star, can generally go pretty well. A recent example will be the Giants 2 weeks ago in the first game without Malik Nabers with the concussion. They go on the road and win at Seattle. The second game without Malik Nabers, the offense does absolutely nothing. They lose by 10 last Sunday night against the Cincinnati Bengals. So this would qualify as game one for Cleveland's offense without Amari Cooper. And I understand, like, Nick Chubb's expected back. We don't know what this is going to look like for Nick Chubb. So maybe it's like selling that news and selling the pessimism around the Browns' offense without Amari Cooper, who, by the way, hasn't done much this year. Not even saying it's his fault, it's Watson's fault, but I mean, he hasn't done that much this year. I don't know if it's that big a deal that he's not going to be playing in this game for Cleveland. So again, at 6 or more, that's a buy point for me to actually bet on the Cleveland Browns this week.
Just quickly, I got about a minute left here. Just tonight's game, what do we got? Saints and Broncos. I look at the, and I think for me, you look at that game and 37's the over under, and man, I mean, The Saints have been in some games with some heavy numbers, 51 on the bad side, and then earlier in the season, you know, they put up over 40. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so I think it's a really, really fascinating, like, real life. Like, if you're not betting on the game, like, I don't know how many people are watching this game tonight without betting or fantasy. Mm-hmm. Reason why, you know, Derek Carr is not going to play for the Saints. Spencer Rattler is going to start again, the rookie fifth rounder, and the Saints will be without both of their top two wide receivers. Chris Olave is out with a concussion. Rashid Shaheed, their speedy young wideout who's had a breakout season, is going to have meniscus surgery, might miss the rest of the season. So this is going to be now a fifth round rookie starting quarterback with like three backup receivers as the three top receivers up against a tough Denver defense. And the Denver offense, obviously quarterbacked by a rookie in Bo Nix, an offense that hasn't set the world on fire. I think that's how you get to a game with the total being what it is, in the high 30s at 37. The Broncos have been bet up now to a 3-point road favorite. I think that's right. I've been saying on my show all week that any number below three, I would consider the Denver Broncos in this game. Now we're sitting at three, and I don't think there's anything to do. I can give you guys quickly, if you would like, if the people want, some prop thoughts in this game and some touchdown bets, if you guys are interested.
Sure, go ahead, quick.
Okay, so very quickly here. Yep. So New Orleans is without its first two wide receivers. I would look to target and pick one of these guys, Mason Tipton, and you don't know who these guys are, it doesn't matter. Mason Tipton is going to be one of New Orleans' top three receivers tonight. So is former Dolphin Cedric Wilson. I think both of those guys are viable in the anytime touchdown market. And I would also take a look at former Notre Dame running back, rookie running back for Denver, Audric Estime, who played last week. He was on IR, had a couple carries last week. Javonte Williams and Jaleel McLaughlin for Denver have both not been successful running the ball this year. I think there's a decent chance Estime gets some run in this game tonight for Denver. I think Estime is worth a bet for any time touchdown, and I will also have a small bet on Estime. I like the Broncos in the game, so imagine this game script, right? Denver's up by 10, end of the game, they're driving, the game's over. Like, Estime's in the game, Estime to score the last touchdown of the game. You can bet this at all the domestics and bet MGM. 35-1, Audric Estime, last touchdown scorer coming up tonight.
All right, Nick, thank you very much. Say goodbye, my friend.
You got it. Wishing everybody minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Thanks, Nick.
On the line is the host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Kostos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. And be sure to listen to the You Better You Bet podcast for more analysis. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you find your podcasts.